Thanks for stopping by. I'm sorry I can't offer you anything, but this is cyberspace. If you know me, you know that my life has been just a tad challenging in the last few years. Not because the economy collapsed. No, it's something much more pedestrian and tawdry. My fiancé moved out, and before I knew what had hit me, he went from being my partner to being the plaintiff.
You stupid dick!
I know. The Neuvirat guy. The results of this were exactly what you might imagine.
Look what you've done!
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button. This ship will self-destruct in 3 minutes.
And while I could go into a blistering rant, brimming with heartbreaking details of my suffering, that would be a little too queen for a day.
Queen for a day!
First, let's start her off with the flowers. Even before you get to the hospital, we're sending you flowers.
You just need to think litigation. Think vindictive ex. Think greedy lawyers. Then think how these things harmonize to obliterate the bank account. Think also of how these things might affect someone who suffers from bruxism. That's a fancy way to say I grind my teeth. You know what grinding your teeth can lead to?
Root canals!
I know. Yikes, right? And you know how I know this? Because I've had 3 already. Common wisdom could lead you to believe that root canals hurt, but they don't. Root canals actually end the hurt. The big, 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 holy mother of God, you are fucking kidding me, hurt. Each one of my 3 previous root canals was expertly performed. Saved the tooth, and most importantly, ended the pain. Combined with the requisite cap, ended up costing about $2,500. So here I am today, fighting back panic, because the pain has begun again. Now, it's not big, big, big yet, but it never is in the beginning. It sneaks up. Wow, that hot soup triggered 30 minutes of serious pain on the left side of my mouth. Deep down in my jaw, that's a bummer. La la la, 99. Whoa, lying down hurts? Man, what the fuck? And so forth. Until you can find me curled up in a ball, sobbing for someone to shoot me. I'm panicking because I don't have $2,500. I don't have $1,000. I don't have $500. At least not extra. I need to keep the lights on, you know, stuff like that. What about credit, you ask? You funny, man. Vindictive exes and greedy lawyers, remember? Credit was the first thing to go. Now, I really don't think I'm being a princess when I say that while I'm sure I can get a less expensive root canal, root canals aren't really the kind of thing I want to be entrusting to an endodontist whose primary selling point is his low, low price. Now, don't mistake me. I love the 99-cent store. But not for anything more complicated than maybe some antifungal ointment and reading glasses. Not my teeth. So I'm asking for help. I'm asking you to help me stop the pain. Not to mention stopping the raging infection that could end up traveling to other parts of my body if I don't deal with it. Or the ugly scene of self-mutilation involving pliers and featuring plenty of blood and screaming. So I have this donation tool. No, not that one. This one.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need mine.
Want to give works for me. $1, $10, $50. In the name of a good endodontist that needs a pro bono write-off before year's end.
Because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Maybe the spare Vicodin you have in the back of the medicine cabinet. I'm open to anything that stops the pain. Because, yeah, I am a total wuss. And that's just how I'm made. And I don't see why I have to apologize for the fact that I really don't handle even the mildest of pain well, and the kind of pain that leads to root canals is something akin to what William Wallace endured, only concentrated all on the blue side of his face. Besides, it's not like I'm wussy about all pain. I can manage emotional pain that would leave most people begging to have a limb removed instead. I handle it as though it were no worse than a rainy day in Disneyland. I can do soul-shattering grief standing on my head while knocking back multiple shots of the Tortures of the Damned and finish with a chaser of wretchedness and misery that would leave a Blackwater mercenary blubbering for his mommy. And I can come out smiling. Isn't that enough? So, if you decide to help, excellent. If you don't, that's cool. Doesn't hurt to ask. Life's tough for everyone these days. If you want to maybe share me and encourage your friends to send me a buck or two, that would not suck. Hey, a single dollar from enough people, and I might have enough for a mammogram too. So, happy holidays. Oh. How do you know I won't take your money and head to Vegas? Well, you can't know for sure that I won't. But I promise to send you a report of the total I receive, assuming I receive anything at all, and a copy of the dental bills. No problem.
You got the touch! You got the power! After all is said and done, you never walk, you never run, you're a winner.
I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love goes away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel at the end of the day?
Are you sad 'cause you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends.
Do you need
someone to love?
Could it be anybody?
I just want someone to love. Oh, get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh, get by with a little help from my friends.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be? So live madness and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate land.
Spanish Inquisition.